Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crew of many making it all work on GND. I wanted to get into Marshawn Lattimore really quick before we get back to the phones. Lattimore either did not play or played poorly in almost every game since he got here. He was not targeted at all in his return to New Orleans, which was his first game, if you remember. He basically just stayed on the right side of the defensive formation over by us because we were watching, you know, him very closely in-house at the Superdome, where the Super Bowl will be next weekend. And then there was another game when he wasn't really targeted at all either, and that was in the Detroit game. But when teams went after him with Mike Evans in the Tampa contest, and then yesterday with A.J. Brown, or in the regular season when he went head-to-head with A.J. Brown and got toasted for, you know, 80 yards and then another 70 and 3 PI penalties, it was downright ugly. I'm assuming he's not completely healthy. I'm assuming he's not up to speed in the defense. I'm banking on, with 2 years and $36 million, 18 per his cap numbers left on his deal, and presumably that he'll be back next year and the year after as a guy they gave up a third, a fourth, and a sixth to go get. I'm banking on him getting healthier and being much better. But Danny, not only did he struggle immensely, did he get beat like a drum, he was also kind of a, I don't want to say a malcontent, but he got into his fights on the field with Evans, and he's getting flagged, 15-yard penalties for going at it with wide receivers. Like, nothing about the situation was good, and I just don't have positive feelings toward him because there aren't deposits. Whereas with most of these guys, there's a lot of deposits and a couple withdrawals, and I can kind of say, that was a fun year. I like that guy. There's a likability factor. With Marshawn Lattimore, he's got a lot of work to do to work his way into my good graces.
I think that's very well put. Now, to rewind a little bit, I get why you make the trade. It's a swing I would have taken too.
I loved the trade.
It made a lot of sense. So it's not a criticism there of the move, but I think early on, maybe a couple of people were going, are we sure this was worth it? You go, hey, it's a little bit premature. I'll tell you where I'm leaning right now is that it's not going to work out. Now, he could certainly change course, whether it's a health thing and he'll come back and be maybe a step faster. Because to me, it looks like the big issue, he's got feistiness, he's got the physicality. He can't run with people. I think that's the big deal. Now, whether that's going to go away if the hamstring is 100%, and who knows if he's going to be 100%, if he's, you know, riding the Curtis Samuel Memorial treadmill bike or whatever. But to me, the speed is the issue. He can't run with people. He's physical. He can punch. He can do all those other kind of things. But if someone's running, he can't run as fast as they can.
Is that the hamstring or is that the Lattimore now?
It's what I don't know. Yeah. And that's the question. So, you know, as you said, people are going to say, well, he got his helmet taken off. The penalty should have been on someone else. I need you not involved in that kind of stuff. There's too much at stake. I don't have time for your thing. Your thing, secondary to our thing.
Well, I have time for your thing if you're whooping someone's ass in your matchup. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or even if it's like 50-50. If you're making plays, if you've got a pick, if they're off the field because you're breaking up third down passes, now you can get into your Josh Norman, Odell Beckham Jr. scraps because you're in a guy's head. When you're having your lunch taken from you over and over and over again, now your thing annoys me. Now your little spat looks embarrassing. It looks like you're getting sunned and you're trying to get even after the whistle. Like it just, I'm sorry, it looks like you are, well, I won't even say what it looks like. You're embarrassing yourself to me. Mm-hmm. When it's like you're giving up all the catches, all the yards, all the flags are on you, and also now you're getting into a fight.
And now you got in a fight.
This was the thing that annoyed me most yesterday, though, actually. More than the game, more than the two penalties for 31 yards in succession at the end of the half meltdown. This answer. Tell me if I'm off base here, but this was Lattimore in the locker room after the game.
A little bit, but what kind of sticks out to you in terms of the difference in the outcome here?
Just the turnovers, you know what I'm saying? We can't win if they were plus three on the turnover margin like that. And that's really it, you know. I feel like we played hard, offense, defense, special teams, but it's just the turnover, you know, that's the difference in the game.
Have to ask about sort of the
scrimmage,
but AJ Brown, what did you take away from that?
You said, what I take away from what?
The sort of fight, I guess, with AJ Brown. I mean,
I
want to
know.
Yeah,
what it is.
So, nothing about that interaction there or those answers worked for me. Again, you have the right to disagree with me, and I'm curious to see if anybody does. I need the defensive player, when they're asked basically what went wrong today, to not point out that the offense turned the ball over three times, which, by the way, it was four. But he was referencing the fumbles that led to 21 points the other way. And I know it's just a football thing, like a head coach would say, you can't turn the ball over three times and win. Austin Ekeler should say that. He fumbled. And he did, by the way. Mm-hmm. The reason we lost was we turned the ball over. Ball is life. And we lost our life in the playoffs because we lost the ball. That's fine. The cornerback, who's a part of a defense that gave up 460 yards, that couldn't tackle, not him specifically, but just the team all game, that gave up 7 yards per play, that gave up 230 net rushing, that couldn't defend Brown or Goddard or Devontae Smith, that made Jalen Hurts too comfortable in the pocket. Like, I'd like you to address the defensive side of the ball. When someone says, why did you lose? When you talk about turning the ball over three times and being minus three, you're talking about losing the football. Now, maybe he meant we didn't generate takeaways and we were minus three because we needed to get turnovers, but that's not what he said. So I think it's up to you to kind of just, when you're getting asked that after the game, the offense blames themselves, plenty of blame to go around, by the
sure.
way, and the defense, so easy to blame yourself. You just gave up 55 points. I'm still waiting for your first big play of the game, Mr. Lattimore. And why'd we lose? Because we turned it over three times? Now, the 55 points had a little bit to do with it, too.
Yes. So, to me, this was more him just not really being that excited to do interviews and repeating a coaching point than I don't think he realized fully that it's like, you know why we lost the game was that bum-ass offense. Like, I don't think that's what he was saying, but
saying that, but it's a bad answer.
I agree with you that it's a bad answer, and that's kind of where I'm going.
And it's a bad answer when you're not in gate. You know who wasn't given bad answers after the game? Terry McLaurin, mm-hmm. who I love. Like, my guy Terry, or John Allen, or Bobby Wagner. Like, pros.
Right. And so
Be engaged for 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah, I don't necessarily fault someone for not loving the media process. That's not, you know, that's not necessarily a requirement for everybody. That's not your personality. But I guess my point here is there could have been a lot better answer there. I get more upset about fighting in the middle of a game or worrying about that and not being able to cover somebody and then chirping and starting a fight than, you know, maybe not the best post-game answer. Because this wasn't one of those, like, yeah, if 30 could have held on to the ball, we might have had a chance. It's like, I understand your point, but that doesn't bother me as much as the on-field stuff.
But I think it's closer to that than it should be. Again, there's probably no one on the team that had a worse game than him. The defense just gave up 55 points. Mm-hmm. You're being asked why you lost, and you're saying, because we turned the ball over. That's just not good enough for me. I would like some introspection there. I would like, I don't know, the defense to be acknowledged by the defensive player
right.
who's being asked the question.
Yeah, the group that you were intimately a part of.